Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jody. How may I help you?
Yes, I just saw a charge on my credit statement for Blaze Nature, a purchase on February 16th for $59.97. I have no idea what that's about.
Okay, I can help you with that. Can I start by getting your zip code, please?
32163.
All right. Your first and last name again?
Jean Civitola with the C.
Okay. Verify your shipping address.
3308 Fieldstone Path, The Villages, Florida.
All right. This account is for a Hype Watch. This was a trial purchase on the 31st of January by paying shipping and handling. At the end of the trial, it will bill for the full retail, which is $59.97. Now, this is not
what
a recurring
kind of a watch. What kind of a watch?
A Hype fitness watch. Hype watch. It monitors your blood pressure, step tracking. It helps you.
I didn't order that. I went online to fill out a survey. It said if you fill out the survey, you'll get a free gift. I picked out the watch. All I had to do was pay postage. I got the watch, and I thought that was the end of it. I didn't agree to buy this. It was a survey that someone sent me.
Okay. Let me see. 1 second. Now, it does state that this is a trial product.
I never saw that. All I saw was a free gift. Just pay the postage. And I paid the postage, and that was what I thought the end of it. I never would have ordered it if I had to pay for it.
Well, have you found it useful? Like, do you use it?
Because I don't have an Android phone, and I have a smartphone. You can't match it with your phone unless you have an Android. I don't have an Android phone, so it doesn't have the correct time or anything on it. I'm not
all
really
right.
Using it.
So the app download is for Android smartphone or an iPhone.
Well, I have a smartphone and I haven't been able to do it, so it's been of no use to me, really.
Okay. Well, I would like to troubleshoot with you. I would like to also allow you to keep this watch. It is very useful. I can offer you a 35% refund on those end of trial charges, leaving that watch, let's see, right
no,
at...
I
okay.
don't, no, I don't want to pay for it at all, period.
Okay. All right, let's see here. All right, 1 second.
Boy, I don't understand how that can happen. It said, fill out a survey and get a free gift. You just have to pay the postage. And that's all I ever saw. And I thought, well, that's what they're willing to send it to me if I fill out their survey, which I took several minutes to fill out. Mm-hmm. And I paid for the postage.
Where was the survey? Which survey?
I think it came from Capital One. I'm not quite sure because it was a while back that I did it.
Okay. Let's see. Now, I'm not sure where they post the ads. My understanding is that the customers buy the items from the website. I do apologize for that misunderstanding. I can help you troubleshoot with that watch and offer you a 50% refund, leaving that watch at $29.93.
But I don't get the time on it. I've tried. I've had a neighbor who's very savvy with computers and stuff. My sister, who worked for a computer company, nobody can seem to figure out how to get the time to work on it. So as a watch, it's not really, I don't wear it because it, right now
okay.
It says it's 8:35 p.m.
And well, we know that.
Yeah, 3-something.
Right, okay, we know that's not true. So did you fully charge the watch first?
Yep,
All right. Mm-hmm. Download the app. It's WearFit 2.0. All the settings can be
changed.
How do
you download it? I don't know how to download it.
Do you have a Google Play Store?
No.
I
know very little about computers and whatever it's called.
Yeah. So the let's see. Do you have? I'm not familiar very well with Androids.
I have a smartphone.
Well, my understanding that Androids are smartphones.
My sister has an Android. It's completely different. I have a smartphone that I got from T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm. It should. If you look through your little icons, there should be a little circle. And the Google Play Store may be inside of your T-Mobile. I know that each carrier will have its own little app where you can pay your bill. It'll say like My T-Mobile or something.
I don't do anything like that on my phone. I have a computer that I do that stuff with, so I wouldn't know how to do that.
Well, would you like me to refund this 50%, and I will put a note on the account? If you will have someone to... I can give you the website that will walk you through the instructions.
I get very confused with those things. I can't get the time. I don't want to do anything. So.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to look at the wrong time either. All of the settings can be changed through that app. So you really need to have that app. I was going to give you a little time to let someone assist you. All right. Well, let's see here. If you find that it is of no use to you, now I can issue a refund. However, there is a $9.95 restocking fee. You would send that back without.
No, I've already paid for postage. Mm-hmm. I've already paid for postage.
Yes, ma'am. One second. Well, would you like me to ship out free earbuds? These are wireless earbuds. You could.
And I'm not getting anything else for free because it's never free. If it's not too good to be true, it usually is, just like this watch.
Okay. All right. So, unfortunately, it would be a $9.95 restocking fee. They would also, you would send that back at your own expense, but I can, once they receive
by the time I pay postage and a refund, you sent it to me.
Right.
I didn't ask for it. I filled out a survey, and it said a free gift. Now, if there's any other little print, if somebody's pulling my leg here, it's a dishonest ad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to call my Capital One and tell them not to pay that. I find that very dishonest. I feel like I've been taken advantage of here.
Well, I don't want you to feel that way. It there were terms and conditions. What I'll do, I'll go ahead and issue this refund for the full amount, since you did not fully understand, the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
They may have been overlooked. However, they definitely were there. Let's see. So you'll be able to keep the watch. I can still give you that website if you would like your daughter or neighbor or someone to help you download it, so you can at least find use of the watch.
Okay.
All right. Give me one second. You would go to shophypewatch.com.
S-H-O-P, what's in the second word? Hype?
Yes,
H-Y-P-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Dot.
Shophypewatch.com, okay?
Shophypewatch.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you just click on each instruction, and it will come down and walk you through step by step. I have canceled the account, and I will refund this $59.97. You should receive
those.
You should receive these funds back in 3 to 5 business days. That transaction with the transaction number, it will be sent to your email. I have jlcivicc@gmail.com.
Right.
All right. Your refund is on its way.
Is there a confirmation number or anything?
Yes, it will be emailed, but I can give it to you verbally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's 601-402-7909.
601-402-7909.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'll look for that email.
Yes, ma'am.
And hopefully this does go through.
Yes,
well, I appreciate you helping me, and I will never take another survey. Or if something looks too good to be true, I'll have my husband look at it first.
Here you
Apparently, I'm pretty gullible. Yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, well, I apologize for the misunderstanding, but you have a good day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.